Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
All right, so with the gift cards that you get from Good Eats Kitchen, I love this because you get a gift too. A couple of my clients do this, and I love that. So when you go buy somebody a gift card, you get a meal from Good Eats to keep for yourself when you go in the store and get
That's awesome. Yes. It's like the incentive. So you get to give a gift, get a gift type thing.
Right, for yourself. And that's at their retail locations, but you can also get the gift cards online too. And these are great not only for yourself or maybe, you know, coworkers. I know what my coworkers love whenever I get them extra Good Eats. Your parents, so that they don't have to cook or fall into the fast food grind, and great way to introduce somebody to a delicious meal.
Fast food grind's a good way to put it. I mean, think about how many times it's like it's going to be lunchtime and you're like, what am I going to eat?
Yeah.
Well, if you have a Good Eats Kitchen gift card, go pick up, you know, 10 meals or whatever you want for the week, and then you're just grabbing and going, and you have a great lunch option every day. We've talked about it, you know, for you and for me personally. It's Good Eats has been life-changing for us.
Yeah.
From the time, from the money, just from the convenience, and the food's fantastic. And so this gift card's a great way to try it.
It makes it easy to make a healthier option, I guess.
Very true. if it's staring you right in the face. But it tastes great, too, which, of course, is important to underscore.
Okay, so three locations in Baton Rouge, one in Lafayette, online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
LSU at Ole Miss tomorrow. A lot of people have asked about the letdown. You know, could LSU have a letdown after the big win last week against Alabama? I don't see it. I think this is the thing that Ed Orgeron has been spectacular at since he's been the head coach. That was a problem prior, where win or lose in the Alabama game, LSU typically would have that lull afterwards. I remember after the game of the century in 2011, LSU had a home game against Western Kentucky, and they were in like a one-score game at the half. I mean, it was absurd.
Yeah.
But Ed Orgeron is guarded against that. He's been fantastic since he even was the interim head coach at compartmentalizing game by game. The other thing too, Michelle, he'll never say it publicly, but the Ole Miss game will always mean more to Ed Orgeron. You know, it's like the thing that even if, here's a Poison reference. Every rose has its thorn.
There you go.
Though the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the scar, that scar will remain.
Yes, totally forever.
So that is sort of the Ed Orgeron approach when it comes to the Ole Miss game. I don't worry about LSU at all this weekend. Way more talent. Ole Miss is interesting because they've got two new coordinators. Rich Rodriguez, the former coach at West Virginia and Michigan, he's their offensive coordinator. So they run the quarterback a lot more than throw it now. So they look differently. But LSU's a 3-touchdown favorite. I think LSU wins this game big. I think it's a 42-14 type game. LSU will assert their will and win big. Ole Miss has the worst pass defense in the SEC. And against LSU, it's not a good thing if you're the worst pass defense in the SEC.
Right,
LSU
not right
can
now.
Sling it. As far as the Saints, real quick, Marshawn Lattimore, Andrews Pete, which we knew, and Deontay Harris, all a scratch for Sunday against Tampa. But Devin White, who did not play the first time the Saints and Bucks played, he's healthy now. He's active. So Devin White, Kevin Minter, a couple of former LSU Tigers, good to go against the Saints on Sunday in Tampa.